There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden spoke on the phone today with Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, this comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken heads to the Middle East to work toward a temporary ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages.
According to a White House description of the call, Biden and Netanyahu discussed ongoing talks to secure the release of hostages in conjunction with a ceasefire that would provide, quote, relief for the people of Gaza. The White House says the leaders also discussed Israel's planned invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza, a deeply populated area with more than a million civilians at risk. The statement says Biden reiterated his clear position that Israel should not move forward unless it can credibly protect civilians. The call also went over preparations to open a new humanitarian corridor into northern Gaza, starting as early as this week. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Mass arrests of pro-Palestinian protesters on college campuses continued this weekend as university and state police arrested nearly 300 protesters who set up encampments at four separate campuses. NPR's Luke Garrett has more.
Arrests started soon after midnight, early Saturday morning, at Arizona State University, where 72 people were taken into custody for trespassing. In Boston, a similar story unfolded. More than 100 people were arrested by Massachusetts State Police at a pro-Palestinian gathering on Northeastern University grounds. By lunchtime, another 23 demonstrators protesting Israel's war in Gaza were in custody at Indiana University in Bloomington. Also on Saturday afternoon in St. Louis, Missouri, campus police arrested 80 pro-Palestinian protesters at Washington University, where a number of officers were reported injured. In statements to NPR, each university said they believe in the right to protest and free speech, but these protests broke school policy and in some cases put students in harm's way. Luke Garrett, NPR News.
Cleanup is underway today after a swarm of tornadoes and strong storms hit the Midwest overnight. In Oklahoma, at least four people are dead, dozens injured, as a tornado and sulfur leveled buildings. Anna Pope from member station KOSU has more.
Emergency management crews are working to assess the situation and also prepare for more rain that's coming in. Crews are cutting plywood to patch up windows of buildings that are still standing to make sure that there's no water damage. Trees are completely bent and snapped off.
Anna Pope reporting. The state's governor declared a state of emergency in 12 counties as thousands are without power. It's the third straight day of strong storms and tornadoes in the Midwest, leaving a long road to recovery in many cities. You're listening to NPR News. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments about whether Idaho's abortion ban applies to emergency situations. Since the ban has been in effect, the large hospital system in the state says there's a greater need for people to be flown out of state for emergency abortions. From Boise State Public Radio, Julie Lucetta has more.
In Idaho, physicians can terminate pregnancies only to save the life of the mother, not to preserve her health. That sometimes leaves doctors second-guessing when they can intervene. Dr. Jim Sousa is chief physician at St. Luke's Health System.
And when the guessing game gets too uncomfortable, we transfer the patients out at a very high cost to another state where the doctors are allowed to practice medicine.
St. Luke's says they've airlifted six patients to neighboring states for emergency pregnancy terminations since January. That's compared to just one in all of 2023. Idaho's Attorney General Raul Labrador suggested hospitals were airlifting patients in crisis, quote, just to make a political statement. For NPR News, I'm Julie Duqueta in Boise.
At the weekend box office, the tennis drama Challengers took the top spot with an estimated $15 million in ticket sales. In second place, the faith-based film Unsung Hero with $7.8 million. It's based on the Smallbone family and the rise of their children in the country music world. The Lionsgate film was produced for just $6 million. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.